they're doing, they're straightening it out, you know, and they're going to make a cut from the end of the, where the Tom Bigby ends to the Tennessee River. They got a cut there. I think it's about 200-300 miles, probably. Got a cut through there. There's no more river. There's no connection between the river. But they're going to connect them by locks, you know.
500 miles?
No, it's about 200 or 300 miles.
Oh.
Of course, they're going to follow the river all the way up, you know, till they get to the end of the river.
Yeah.
Then they have to cut through the land, through dry land, to connect with the Tennessee River. So when they get to the Tennessee River, you see, the pretty part about it, these boats will be going back home. And they, if they can pick up a load in New Orleans, it's good. If they don't, they have to go back empty. They come over here level. It's level, the Gulf, you see, it's level. They have no problem. They go right on, good speed. There's no current, you see. It's just level. But if you go back up the Mississippi River, there's a big current against you. You see how it comes down, swift current. And then when you go to Alabama, you go up the river, they get into these locks, you see, and you lift them from one lock to the other, you see. There's no problem. They just go right on. And then when you get to the Tennessee River, the river flows north. They go back to Ohio, and up north in the lake and everything with a far river that's flowing north, and you see that'll cut the time down in half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an idea that they dreamed up, you know, the old folks did, ever since the Civil War, I think they had that idea, but they never, just like the idea of what Mr. Scarborough them doing, he's got that seaway.
Yeah.
It's in the back of Biloxi and Gulfport. But you see, before they had all this big railroad and this big highway, there's a fella had a map. That's about 1890, I believe, or 1880. He dreamed the idea of a canal from Back Bay, Biloxi, over to you know, this bay he crossed coming over here, Bay St. Louis.
Yeah.
And so he had a industrial park all the way. But of course, now what happened when Mr. Scarborough then finally got the idea, I mean, got the money to do it, they came up to the 49, which goes north. That's where they could go, you see, because they couldn't go under the thing, you know. And now they're going to start on this end, and they're going around this way with it, you see. So that, like I say, about brings us up to date with our efforts here. They got some real estate development here that, like, Diamond Head is 6,000 acres. It's going to make a town, you see.
Yeah.
And they're doing a good job. And, of course, that's going to be for people to live and enjoy life and have private clubs and golf courses and marinas and yachts and kind of a higher income bracket.
Yeah.
Kind of have an exclusive, but they can't, they're not eliminating the, not including the black people. Can't. Yeah.
Can you tell me about your wife, where she went to college?
Yeah, MSCW, Mississippi College for Women. They call it Mississippi University for Women now, I believe, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was. She graduated in home economics. She came to teach the home economics. That was something new then, you know. In fact, she's the one that furnished the home economics department and put it in operation at the Keele High School.
Huh.
The first one, first time they ever had, you know. That was a new deal. It was kind of a vocational agricultural school, you know, Keele.
Yeah.
They had a teacher to teach the boys agriculture. And a teacher like my wife to teach the girls home economics. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, then she got into the welfare work after that.
Yeah, you told me she was
25 years, welfare director for Hancock County. You know? Of course, she went back to school from more, you know, Tulane.
Uh-huh.
Worked on a master's degree for the, you know, social work. My daughter's in social work, too.
The first house, and how long have you lived in this house? This looks new.
Yeah, we just looked since the hurricane, 70. Yeah. We've just been in it since the hurricane.
Yeah.
We built it after the hurricane. There was nothing here, you see. Just over this ground, just woods, you know.